West proximity. Stay nearby. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it's a command or instruction. West means stay and is the imperative form of the verb. Restez. To stay. A is a preposition meaning at or to. Proximité means proximity or nearness. The sentence tells someone to remain close by. Reste malin. Stay smart. This sentence uses the imperative verb. Reste, which means stay or remain. It is in the second person singular form, meaning it is addressing one person. The adjective malin means smart or clever. Breakdown. Rest. Colon, imperative verb, second person singular, meaning stay or remain. Malin. Colon, adjective meaning smart or clever. Restez on alert. Stay alert. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it gives a command. Restez is the imperative form of the verb. Restez. To stay in the vous form. This is the formal you in French, and it is used when speaking to someone you do not know well, someone older than you, or someone in a position of authority. Or is a preposition meaning in or on. Alert is a noun meaning alert. So, the entire sentence means stay in alert. This can be more naturally translated as stay alert in English. Restez vigilant. Stay vigilant. This sentence is a simple imperative statement, meaning it is a command or instruction. Restez. Restez is the imperative form of the verb. Restez. To stay. In this case, it is in the plural form, indicating that it is directed at multiple people. Vigilance. Vigilant is the adjective meaning vigilant, which in this context means to be watchful and alert. Therefore, the phrase restez vigilance translates to stay vigilant and is a command to remain watchful and alert. Sort. Go out. The word sort is the imperative form of the verb sortir, which means to go out. The imperative form is used to give commands or make requests. Since the imperative form uses the second person singular, it is appropriate to address one person. Restez vigilant. Stay vigilant. This sentence is a command in the imperative mood. Restez is the imperative form of the verb. Restez. To stay. Vigilant is an adjective meaning watchful or alert. So, restez vigilant translates to stay vigilant. Reste vigilant. Stay vigilant. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it gives a command or instruction. Reste means stay. It's the imperative form of the verb. Restez. To stay. Vigilant is an adjective meaning watchful or alert. So, the sentence directly translates to stay watchful. It's a warning to be on the lookout and not to let your guard down. Ne bouge pas. Don't move. This sentence is an imperative, meaning it is a command or instruction. Ne is the negative particle, meaning not. It is used before verbs in negative sentences and commands. Bouge is the verb to move in the imperative form. This form is used to give commands directly to someone. Since it is a command, and negative, the n is used. Pa is the negative adverb, not, which reinforces the negation. It is used after the verb in negative sentences and commands. As a gest. Not a gesture. This is a simple sentence consisting of pa. Not a negative adverb. It is used to negate the following word. A. An indefinite article, indicating one gesture. Gest. Gesture. A noun referring to a movement of the body. The sentence literally translates to, not a gesture, implying that there was no gesture, or that the gesture was not significant. On ne bouge pas. We don't move. On is the pronoun, we, in the subject form. Ne is the negative particle, indicating negation. Bouge is the verb, to move, in the third person singular form. Pas is the negative adverb, reinforcing the negation. This sentence uses the negative construction with the ne pas structure. N'avancez pas. Don't go forward. This is a negative imperative command, meaning it tells someone not to do something. N is the negative marker of the verb. Avancer is the imperative form of the verb. Avancer, which means, to go forward. Pas is a negative adverb, meaning, not. So, n'avancez pas literally means, don't go forward not. Écarte-toi. Move away. Or, get out of the way. Breakdown. Écarte-toi is the imperative form of the verb. Écarte, meaning, to move away. The toi ending indicates the second person singular, you. The imperative form is used to give commands or instructions directly to someone. Écartez-vous. Move out of the way. Breakdown. Écartez-vous is the imperative form of the verb. Écartez, meaning, to move away, or, to step aside. Vous is the formal, you, in French, making this a polite command. The sentence is a direct order for someone to move out of the way. Dépêche-toi. Hurry up. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or make requests. The verb dépêche means hurry and is conjugated in the imperative mood for the second person singular, meaning you. The pronoun toi, you, is added for emphasis, although it is usually implied in this case. So, the full breakdown is dépêche, hurry, plus toi, you, plus exclamation mark indicating command. Bouille-toi. Hurry up. The sentence uses the imperative form of the verb bouille, which means, to hurry, or, to scurry. The imperative form is used to give commands, or orders. The toi at the end is the object pronoun meaning, you, which is used to specify the person being addressed. Sortez. This means, get out. The verb sortir means, to go out, but in this context it is an imperative verb, which means it is a command. The imperative form is used to give orders, requests, or instructions. Since the subject, you, singular or plural, is understood, it is not stated.
Arrête de mentir.
Stop lying. This sentence is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or make requests.
Arrête
is the imperative form of the verb.
Arrêter.
To stop. It's the command form of the verb. De is a preposition, which means of or from. In this case, it indicates that the lying is the thing being stopped.
Mentir
is the infinitive form of the verb.
Mentir.
To lie. Infinitives are used after prepositions like de to indicate the action being performed.
Arrêtez de mentir.
Stop lying. This sentence is a command, using the imperative form of the verb.
Arrêtez.
To stop. The imperative form for you, singular or plural, is simply the infinitive form without the ending.
Mentir
is the infinitive form of the verb, to lie. In this context, it functions as the direct object of the verb.
Arrêter
indicating what the person should stop doing.
Arrête-toi là.
Stop there. This sentence is a command in the imperative mood.
Arrête
is the imperative form of the verb.
Arrêter.
To stop.
Toi
is a pronoun that means yourself. It is added to the verb to make it a reflexive command, meaning the action is done to oneself.
La
is an adverb meaning there or here, depending on the context. In this case, it means there. So, the complete meaning is stop yourself there.
Étudie avec application.
Study diligently. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or instructions.
Étudie
is the imperative form of the verb.
Étudier.
To study. It is conjugated in the second person singular, meaning you, singular.
Avec
means with.
Application
means diligence or application. Therefore, the sentence means study with diligence or study diligently.
Étudier avec application.
Study diligently. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or instructions.
Étudier
is the imperative form of the verb.
Étudier.
To study. It is conjugated in the second person plural, meaning you all.
Avec
is a preposition that means with.
Application
is a noun that means diligence or effort. So, the sentence can be broken down as follows. You all plus study plus with plus diligence.
Étudie davantage.
Study more. This sentence is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it's a command or instruction.
Étudie
is the verb.
Étudier.
To study, conjugated in the imperative mood, second person singular form. This form is used to give a command to a single person.
Davantage
means more, and is an adverb that modifies the verb.
Étudie.
Therefore, the entire sentence is telling someone to study more.
Étudie davantage.
Study more. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it is a command or instruction.
Étudier
is the second person plural form of the verb.
Étudier.
To study. The ending
et
indicates that it is a plural imperative.
davantage.
Means more and modifies the verb.
Étudier.
The sentence is telling a group of people to study more.
Prenez un bus.
Take a bus. The sentence is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or instructions.
Prenez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Prendre.
To take. It is the second person plural form, meaning you all or you guys. Is the indefinite article meaning a.
Bus
is a noun meaning bus.
Fais un petit somme.
Take a little nap. Breakdown. Faire. This is the imperative form of the verb faire, to do slash make. In this context, it means take or have. This is the indefinite article for masculine singular nouns, meaning a.
Petit.
This is an adjective meaning small or little.
Somme.
This is a noun meaning nap or sleep. The sentence structure is simple, with the imperative verb followed by the object of the verb. The adjective.
Petit.
Modifies the noun.
Somme.
To emphasize a short and light nap.
Mets-toi à l'abri.
Take cover. This sentence uses the
impératif
imperative form of the verb
mettre
to put, which is
mets
in the second person singular.
Toi
is the pronoun you and is used for emphasis, making it more direct.
À l'abri
is a prepositional phrase, meaning to shelter or to cover. So the entire sentence literally translates to put yourself to shelter, but is commonly used as take cover.
Dégage.
This is a very informal and rude way to tell someone to leave.
Dégage
literally means unplug or disengage, but in this context means get out of here or leave. It's considered very aggressive and is only appropriate in very informal situations.
Mettez-vous à l'abri.
Take cover. The sentence.
Mettez-vous à l'abri.
Uses the imperative mood, which commands someone to do something. It is a direct translation of the English phrase, take cover. Let's break it down.
Mettez
is the imperative form of the verb
mettre.
To put, conjugated for the vous, you, form. This form is used to give a command to one or more people.
Vous
is the pronoun you and is the direct object of the verb. It is placed after the verb in the imperative form.
À l'abri
is a prepositional phrase meaning to safety or to cover.
À
is the preposition to or in.
Elle
is the contracted form of
le.
The and
abri
is a noun meaning shelter or protection. Therefore, the phrase is a direct command to put yourself to cover or to take cover in English.
Couvrez-vous.
Cover yourself. This sentence uses the
impératif
imperative mood, which is used to give commands or instructions.
Couvrez
is the
impératif
form of the verb
couvrir
to cover. It's in the
vous
form, which is used for both singular and plural, you.
Vous
is understood and therefore not expressed, so the sentence is simply
couvrez-vous.
The.
Vous.
At the end is a reflexive pronoun, meaning the action of covering is done to oneself.
Prenez-note.
Take notes. This is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it is a command.
Prenez-note.
Is the second person singular form of the verb.
Prendre.
To take. De. Is a contraction of.
De plus les.
Meaning, of the. It is used with plural nouns.
Note.
Means, notes, and is a plural noun.
Prenez des notes.
Take notes. This sentence is a command in the
vous
form, which is the formal you in French. It is the imperative form of the verb
prendre,
which means to take. The object of the verb is
des notes,
which means notes. This is a plural noun, which is why the verb is in the plural form.
Prenez.
Take this. The sentence uses the
apératif.
Imperative, mood, which is used to give commands or make requests. In this case, it is a direct command.
Prends.
Is the
apératif.
Form of the verb.
Prendre.
To take. Conjugated in the second person singular, you.
Ça.
Is a pronoun meaning, this, or, that.
Parle-moi.
Speak to me. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command, or request. Parle is the imperative form of the verb.
Parler.
Which means, to speak. It is conjugated in the second person singular, meaning it is directed at you, singular. Moi is a pronoun object meaning me. It is attached to the verb to form a direct object pronoun. The sentence can be translated as speak to me or talk to me.
Parle-moi.
Speak to me. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it's a command.
Parle
is the verb, to speak, in the imperative form for you, singular, informal.
Moi
is the pronoun, me, and is the object of the verb. The sentence is simple, but it conveys a strong command to speak.
Parlez-moi.
Speak to me. This sentence uses the
apératif.
Imperative, mood, which is used to give commands or make requests. The imperative form of the verb
parler,
to speak, is
parler,
which is the second person plural form. In this context, since the subject is understood to be you, singular, the use of the plural form is an informal way of addressing someone directly.
Parle avec moi.
Speak with me. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it is a command, or request. Parle is the second person singular form of the verb.
Parler.
To speak. In this case, it is being used in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands, or make requests. Avec is a preposition meaning, with. Moi is the object pronoun meaning, me. The entire sentence translates to, speak with me, and is a polite way to ask someone to talk to you.
Parlez-moi.
Speak to me. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it is a command. Breakdown. Parler is the verb.
Parler.
To speak, conjugated in the imperative form. Second person plural. This means it is addressing a group of people, you all. Moi is the pronoun.
Moi.
Me, in the dative case. It indicates the person, who is being addressed. Therefore, The sentence is requesting that the group of people speak to the speaker.
Disparaît.
This means go away or disappear. Breakdown.
Disparaît
is the imperative form of the verb.
Disparaît.
To disappear. The imperative is used for commands and requests. The imperative form is the same for the to and vous forms. However,
disparaît
is more informal and would be used for someone you know well or who is younger than you.
Disparaissez
is more formal. Key concepts. Imperative mood. This mood is used to give commands or make requests. To, vs. Vous forms. These are the informal and formal forms of you, respectively.
Parlez avec moi.
Speak with me. This sentence is a simple imperative sentence. It's telling someone to do something.
Parlez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Parlez.
To speak, in the
vous
form, which is used for both formal and informal you in this context.
Avec
means with.
Moi
means me. So, the whole sentence is speak with me.
Essayez ceci.
Try this. This sentence is an imperative, meaning it's a command or suggestion.
Essayez.
This is the verb, essayer, in the imperative form, meaning, try. It is the informal form, used for addressing one or more people casually.
Ceci.
This is a demonstrative pronoun, meaning, this. It's used to refer to something that is near the speaker or listener. The entire sentence is a direct instruction, suggesting that someone should try something.
Good,
try this. The sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it's a command or request. Goûte is the second person singular imperative form of the verb goûter.
Goûte.
Which means to taste. Ça.
Ça.
Is a pronoun that means this or that and refers to something that is understood from context. So, in this instance, the speaker is asking the listener to taste something that is implied in the situation.
Goûtez ceci.
Taste this. Breakdown.
Goûtez.
This is the imperative form of the verb.
Goûtez.
Which means to taste. It is used to give a command to someone.
Ceci.
This is a demonstrative pronoun that means this and refers to something that is close to the speaker. Key concepts. Imperative mood. This is used to give commands or instructions. Demonstrative pronoun. This is a word that points to a specific noun.
C'est bien.
That's good. This is a simple, yet very common French phrase. Breakdown.
C'est
is a contraction of
ce,
this, and
est
is. It essentially means it is.
Bien
means good or well. Key concept. Contractions. French uses contractions frequently, especially with the verb
être.
To be. It's important to be familiar with these contractions as they are common in everyday speech.
T'es un bon garçon.
You are a good boy. This is a very informal sentence, used to praise a young boy. Let's break it down. T'es is a contraction of tu es, which means you are. Means a, in this case, a good boy. Means good.
Garçon
means boy. The exclamation mark at the end, Exclamation indicates that this is an exclamation, expressing strong feeling. Ça fait mal. That hurts. This is a simple, common French phrase that uses the impersonal construction, ça fait, which literally means, it does. Here's the breakdown. Ça. This is the pronoun, it, referring to the pain. Fait. This is the verb, to do, in the third person singular present tense. Mal. This means, pain, or, hurt, in French. The phrase is often used to express physical pain, but it can also be used figuratively to express emotional, or mental distress. Ça fonctionne. It works. This sentence is very simple, composed of a subject pronoun. Ça. It, and the verb. Fonctionne. Works, in the third person singular present tense. Ça. Is a common pronoun used to refer to an idea, concept, or situation. C'est tout. That's all. The sentence is a simple statement using the c'est construction, which is the contracted form of il est. It is. Tout. Means all or everything in this context. So, literally, the sentence means it is all, but in English we would say that's all. C'est tout. That's all. This sentence uses the c'est construction, which is a contraction of ce, this, and est, is, tout, is the masculine singular form of the adjective all, and in this context it acts as a noun meaning everything. Tout is invariable, meaning that it does not change in gender or number. Du balai. This means, get out of here. Or, go away. The phrase, du balai, is a colloquial expression that literally translates to, of the broom. It's used in a very informal way to tell someone to leave, often with a sense of annoyance, or impatience. The phrase is similar to saying, shoo, in English, implying a desire for the other person to disappear. C'est amusant. That is funny. C'est is a contraction of ce, this slash that, and est is, and translates as, it is. Amusant is an adjective meaning funny or amusing, and agrees in gender and number with the noun it modifies, which in this case is understood to be ce, this, or that. C'est marrant. That's funny. This sentence uses the c'est construction, which is a common way to express a statement of identity or attribution in French. C'est is a contraction of c'est, meaning this is. Marrant is an adjective meaning funny or amusing. In this sentence, the speaker is expressing that something is funny. C'est elle. It's her. This sentence is a simple statement of identity, meaning it identifies someone or something. C'est is the contraction of ce, this, and est is, it acts as the subject of the sentence. Elle is a personal pronoun, meaning it stands in for a noun, in this case a female person. In this sentence, it's the object of the verb. Est. This sentence demonstrates the use of the third person singular form of the verb. Est. To be, which is. Est. When used in the present tense. Ce sont les siens. The market slash herd slash man. Sir. In a demonstrative adjective meaning this or these.
So.
Is the third person plural of the verb.
Et.
To be.
Le.
Is the definite article meaning the.
Sia.
Is a possessive adjective meaning his, hers, or theirs. It is important to note that
sia
can be masculine or feminine and singular or plural depending on the context. Here, it is clear from the context that it is plural and can refer to either a man's belongings, a woman's belongings, or belongings that belong to multiple people.
Seller sia.
This is his slash hers. This sentence is quite simple and demonstrates the use of the possessive pronoun.
Sia.
Se. Is a contraction of.
Se.
Which means, this is.
Le.
Is the definite article for masculine singular nouns, and.
Sia.
Is the possessive pronoun meaning, his slash hers. The gender and number of the possessive pronoun agree with the noun it refers to, even if the noun itself is not present.
C'est la sienne.
This is hers. Breakdown.
C'est.
Is a contraction of.
C'est.
Meaning, this is.
La.
Is the definite article, the, in the feminine singular form.
Sien.
Is the feminine possessive adjective meaning, hers. This sentence demonstrates the use of possessive adjectives in French, which are used to indicate ownership.
Sien.
Is in agreement with the noun it modifies, which is implied in the context of the sentence.
C'est chaud.
It's hot. This is a simple sentence using the.
Et.
Verb, to be, in the third person singular.
C'est.
Is a contraction of.
Ce.
This, and.
Air.
Is.
Chaud.
Is an adjective meaning, hot, and it agrees with.
C'est.
In gender, and number.
C'est bizarre.
That's weird. Breakdown.
Say.
Say. Is the contracted form of il est.
Il est.
Meaning, it is.
Bizarre.
Bizarre. Is an adjective meaning, weird, or, strange. This sentence uses the impersonal construction, say, to express an opinion about something.
C'est bizarre.
That's weird slash strange. This sentence uses the
c'est
construction, which means, it is. It's a common way to express an opinion or observation in French.
Bizarre
means weird or strange.
Ils sont d'accord.
They agree. This sentence uses the
et
verb, which means to be in English. However, it is not translated literally here, as the verb, to agree, is used instead. The phrase,
d'accord,
means, in agreement.
Le,
il. Subject pronoun refers to the plural third person, meaning they. So, the phrase, they agree, conveys the meaning of the French sentence.
Ils sont d'accord.
Elles sont d'accord. They agree. Breakdown.
Elle.
Is the plural feminine form of the pronoun, they.
Sont.
Is the third person plural form of the verb, être, to be, in the present tense.
D'accord.
Is an adjective meaning, agreeing, or, in agreement. Key concepts. Agreement. French adjectives must agree in gender and number with the noun they modify. In this case,
D'accord.
Is feminine plural to match?
Elle.
Present tense.
The verb.
Sous.
Is in the present tense, indicating an action that is happening now.
Ils ont voté.
They voted. This sentence is in the
passé composé.
The most common past tense in French.
Ils.
Il.
Is the plural masculine pronoun, meaning they.
Ont.
Ou.
Is the third person plural form of the auxiliary verb.
Avoir.
To have, conjugated in the
passé composé.
Voté.
Voté.
Is the past participle of the verb.
Voté.
To vote.
The
passé composé is formed with the auxiliary verb.
Avoir.
Or. Être. To be, and the past participle of the main verb. The choice of auxiliary verb depends on the verb being conjugated.
Voter.
Takes.
Avoir.
As its auxiliary verb. In this case, the past participle.
Voter.
Agrees in gender and number with the subject of the sentence.
Il.
They. Since, they, is masculine plural, the past participle.
Voté.
Remains unchanged.
Elles ont voté.
They voted. This sentence is in the past tense, and is a simple sentence with a subject.
Elles.
They, and a verb.
Ou voté.
Voted.
Elles.
Is the plural feminine form of the pronoun, they.
Ou voté.
Is the past participle of the verb.
Voté.
To vote. The verb is conjugated in the third person plural, because the subject is.
Elle.
They.
Ils sont à l'intérieur.
They are inside. Breakdown.
Ils.
This is the third person plural pronoun, meaning they.
Sous.
This is the third person plural form of the verb.
Être.
To be, conjugated in the present tense.
À l'intérieur.
This is a prepositional phrase indicating location, meaning inside. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement.
The verb.
Sous.
Agrees in number and person with the subject.
Il.
Prepositional phrases.
The phrase.
À l'intérieur.
Functions as an adverbial phrase, modifying the verb.
Sous.
By providing information about location.
Ça y est.
There it is. This is a common French expression that literally translates to, it's there. However, in English, it's more accurately translated as, there it is. Or, there you go. It signifies that something has been achieved, or something has happened. Key concept. This phrase is an example of how French can be more succinct than English. In English, we need to use a longer phrase to express the same idea, but in French, the single phrase,
ça y est,
conveys the same meaning.
Ça fonctionne.
It works. This sentence is a simple statement in the present tense.
Ça
is a contraction of
cela,
which means that, or it, in this context.
Fonctionne
is the third person singular form of the verb
fonctionner,
which means to work or to function. So,
ça fonctionne
literally translates to it works.
Le temps s'enfuit.
Time flees. This sentence is simple and uses the present tense of the verb
s'enfuit.
which is the third person singular of the reflexive verb.
Saufir. Saufir.
Means to flee or to run away, and the reflexive pronoun sir is used to indicate that time is the subject that is fleeing. This emphasizes the fleeting nature of time.
Le temps s'envole.
Time flies. The sentence
Le temps s'envole
is in the present tense and literally means the time flies away.
Le
is the definite article meaning the.
Ta
means time.
S'envole
is the third person singular present tense of the reflexive verb
s'envoler,
which means to fly away. The reflexive pronoun
se
is contracted with the preposition
a
to form
s.
The phrase
s'envole
conveys the idea of time passing quickly and uncontrollably, similar to the English idiom, time flies.
Oost.
That's it.
Oost.
Is a very casual and informal way of saying, get out. Or, go away. It's kind of like saying, scram. In English, it's a very strong command, and it's not usually used in polite conversation.
Le temps file.
Time flies. This sentence is quite simple. It is literally, the time.
File. File.
Is a verb in the third person singular present tense. Here, it means, runs, or, flies. It is a metaphor meaning that time passes quickly.
Le temps est écoulé.
The time has run out. Breakdown.
Le.
This is the definite article, meaning the, and is masculine singular.
Ta.
This is the noun, time, and is masculine singular.
Eh.
This is the verb, to be, in the third person singular present tense.
Écoulé.
This is the past participle of the verb, écoulé, to run out, to expire, agreeing in gender and number with the noun.
Ta.
Masculine singular. The sentence uses the past participle to convey that the time has already run out. It is a complete sentence that expresses a statement.
L'heure est passée.
The hour has passed. The sentence uses the
passé composé,
a common French verb tense that indicates a completed action in the past. It's formed using the auxiliary verb
être,
to be, in the present tense, followed by the past participle of the main verb, in this case,
passé,
past. Here's the breakdown.
Elle.
This is the contracted form of
le.
The, and,
our,
eh.
This is the third person singular present tense form of the verb,
être,
to be,
passé.
This is the past participle of the verb,
passé,
to pass. So, the sentence literally means, the hour is past, which translates to, the hour has passed.
Tom a accepté.
Tom has accepted. This sentence is in the
passé composé,
which is the most common past tense in French. It is formed with the auxiliary verb
avoir,
to have, conjugated in the present tense, and the past participle of the main verb
a
is the third person singular present tense of
avoir.
Accepté
is the past participle of the verb
accepté,
to accept. The subject of the sentence is
Tom.
And the verb is
accepte.
Tom est d'accord. Tom agrees. This sentence is quite simple.
Tom
is the subject, a proper noun referring to a person. Is the verb, to be, in the third person singular present tense, indicating a state of being.
D'accord
is an adjective meaning, in agreement, functioning as a predicate adjective describing Tom's state.
D'accord
is a very common expression in French, used to express agreement, or consent.
Tom m'a mordu.
Tom bit me. This sentence is in the past tense, and uses the
passé composé
tense. This is the most common way to describe a completed action in the past. It's formed with the auxiliary verb
avoir,
conjugated in the past tense, followed by the past participle of the main verb.
Tom
is the subject of the sentence, and it is in the nominative case.
M
is the direct object pronoun, a contracted form of
me,
meaning me. This shows that the action of biting was performed on the speaker.
Amordu
is the verb phrase meaning bit. It consists of the auxiliary verb
a,
the past participle of
mord,
to bite. The past participle
mordu
agrees in gender and number with the direct object
me,
which is in the feminine singular.
Tom a freiné.
Tom braked. This sentence is in the past tense.
Tom
is the subject of the sentence.
A
is a contraction of
a
and
avoir.
Avoir is the auxiliary verb in this past tense conjugation.
Freiner
is the past participle of the verb
freiner,
which means to break. The sentence is in the
passé composé,
past perfect tense.
The passé composé
is formed with the auxiliary verb
avoir
in the present tense, followed by the past participle of the main verb.
Tom triche.
Tom is cheating.
Tom
is the subject of the sentence, and is a proper noun.
Triche
is the verb in the present tense, meaning, to cheat.
Tom a cuisiné.
Tom cooked. This sentence is in the past tense, and uses the past participle of the verb
cuisiner,
which means, to cook. Tom is the subject of the sentence. A is the past participle of the verb
avoir,
to have, which is used to form the past tense in French. Cuisiner is the past participle of the verb
cuisiner,
to cook. Since the subject is a masculine noun, the past participle agrees in gender with the subject.
Tom cuisinait.
Tom was cooking. This is a simple sentence in the
parfait
tense, which is used to describe ongoing actions in the past.
Tom
is the subject of the sentence.
Cuisinait
is the verb, to cook, in the
parfait
tense. It is conjugated in the third person singular to agree with the subject, Tom.
Vers l'extérieur.
This means, towards the outside. This phrase is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it is a command, or instruction.
Vers
means, towards, and is a preposition.
L'extérieur
means the outside. It is a masculine noun, and the
L
is a contraction of
le,
the masculine definite article, and
exterior.
The exclamation point at the end emphasizes the command.
Tom jure.
Tom is swearing.
Jure
is the verb to swear in the present tense. It is conjugated in the third person singular, which means it refers to Tom.
Tom dance.
Tom is dancing. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the third person singular form of the verb
danser,
to dance, which is
danse.
Tom boit. Tom drinks. This is a simple sentence in the present tense.
Tom
is the subject, and
boit
is the verb, conjugated in the third person singular.
Tom conduit.
Tom is driving. This sentence uses the present tense of the verb
conduire,
which means to drive. The subject is
Tom,
a masculine proper noun, so the verb is conjugated in the third person singular, which is
conduit.
Tom a pété. Tom farted. This sentence is in the
passé composé
tense, which is used to describe actions that have already happened. The subject of the sentence is
Tom,
which is a proper noun, and the name of the person who farted. The verb is
pété,
which means to fart in English. In the
passé composé,
we use the auxiliary verb
avoir
to have, followed by the past participle of the main verb. The past participle of
pété
is
pété.
So the full breakdown is
Tom,
subject plus
a
auxiliary verb, avoir, in the third person singular, plus
pété,
past participle of pété.
Tom a oublié.
Tom forgot. This sentence is in the past tense. The verb is
oublié,
which means to forget.
The accent aigu
at the end of the verb indicates that it is in the past tense, and that the subject is third person singular, he, she, or it. The subject of the sentence is
Tom,
a proper noun. In English, we often use a helping verb like has or have to indicate past tense, but in French, the verb conjugation alone is sufficient.
Tom oublia.
Tom forgot. This sentence is in the past tense, and uses the simple past form of the verb oublier,
oublier,
which means to forget. The subject is Tom, a masculine proper noun. The simple past tense in French is formed by adding an ending to the verb stem. In this case, oublier,
oublier,
ends in a
a,
indicating the masculine singular form in the simple past tense.
Tom a halté.
Tom gasped.
Tom
is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun.
A
is the past participle of the verb
halté,
to gasp, indicating a completed action.
Halté
is the past participle of
halté,
and is used here as the main verb in the sentence. This sentence is in the passé simple tense, which is used to describe actions that happened in the past. It is also in the affirmative form, meaning it is a statement of fact. Tom a eu le souffle coupé. Tom was out of breath. This sentence uses the past tense. A eu. Which translates to, had, in this context. It is the past participle of the verb. Avoir. To have. The past participle. Eu. Is used with the auxiliary verb. Avoir. To form the past tense for most verbs in French. Le souffle. Means, breath, and. Coupé. Means, cut off, or, shortened. The phrase. Le souffle coupé. Is an idiom that means, out of breath, or, short of breath. The sentence structure is simple. Subject. Tom. Plus verb. A eu. Plus object. Le souffle coupé.